So, Foch, Tingy has gotten into a scuffle on the playground the past 2 days, and I'm half of me is proud of him, and the other half of me is trying to figure out ways to keep this from happening again. Now, I know you're probably wondering, why would you be proud of him? But let me explain. The first day that he got into a scuffle, he was taking up for his buddy. His buddy was getting beat up by this kid that, according to Tingy, is a demon. Okay, like this kid is always going around.
A lot of them are.
I know. And this kid's always going around beating people up, and everyone's scared of him. And he said, I looked over. Tingy was playing somewhere else on the playground. He looks over, and he sees his buddy getting beat up. So he immediately runs over there. And according to him, he said, hey, get off my buddy. Stop it. Well, the kid wouldn't get off of him. So Tingy took matters into his own hands, which he tends to do sometimes, pulled the kid off of his buddy. Well, then that kid starts to tackle Tingy. Okay. Well, then Tingy has two buddies that come and help him out. And then a teacher, you know, broke it up. And Tingy actually did not get in trouble because Kingston's very honest. And he said, listen, listen to me. He is.
Right.
That is one thing. He doesn't always follow the rules.
Yeah.
But he is very honest. And he said, look, I was just trying to take up for my buddy. Okay. So that was on Tuesday, I believe. So then yesterday I find out he gets into another scuffle. His teacher calls me on my cell phone. I'm like, what happened now? And she said, well, Kingston was playing football, and then this other kid came and tackled him, and so Kingston basically fought back because this kid was being too physical with him. And I'm like, oh my god!
Well, if it's tackle football,
well, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to play tackle when you're 7 years old. Like, you're not supposed to play tackle.
Two touch or flag football or something.
You're not supposed to play tackle football. So now I'm like, okay, this is getting a little out of hand. This is 2 days in a row. And yesterday, he really got beat up. He came home with 3 Band-Aids and a scuff on his knee. So I am trying to figure out what I need to do. Now, he's my only child, and I also am the youngest out of all my sisters. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So I go to empoweringparents.com. to try to figure out what I need to do to keep this from happening again, okay? Yeah. So the first step they said is to listen to the kid's side. And then the second step is use active listening methods like, uh-huh, tell me more. And not try to argue with them, not try to, you know, get them, even if they're wrong, you still have to listen. And then the next step is to contact the school to figure out, you know, what the consequences are. So I contacted his teacher and I said, look, even though I don't feel like the past 2 days have been his fault, I would like to know, you know, what the consequences are. And she said, well, he's going to lose recess for the rest of the week. He's going to have to sit in the principal's office and lose his recess for the rest of the week. And I responded and I said, while I don't agree with that, now is the time that I have to sit back and let everyone else do their job. And I said, if he has to lose his recess for the rest of the week for standing up for himself and defending himself, then I guess that's what needs to be done. So what I'm going to do is there is a walking trail around the playground. And I'm going to, on my lunch break, I'm going to start walking laps and just keeping an eye on little baby Tingy and making sure that he doesn't get picked on or get beat up anymore.
So once again, you're following through with getting your son into counseling later on in his life because of your actions is what you're trying to tell us.